to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. I wonder if you ever heard of an actress called Gilda Radner. She was a comedian and actress born in 1946 in Detroit and came to fame in the mid-70s in the US as one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live on NBC. Now, she appeared on many hit shows on American TV, and then in 1980 she married Gene Wilder, the actor, and made several movies. But it was during the mid-1980s that she became ill and was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and she received chemotherapy and radiation. And during one of the periods of remission, she wrote a book called It's Always Something. And in the book, she talks of her battle with this horrible disease, and she described it as being in a room of anger. And then in May 1989, she died. The cancer, the ovarian cancer, claimed her life. Very sad. I don't know if you've ever felt that, like her, you were in a room of anger. But anger is a common feeling for most of us. It's perhaps the most common of the seven so-called deadly sins. Someone has said that we live in the age of rage. It's certainly common in our culture. You don't have to go very far to see anger and the comments that come. I mean, anger just abounds. It's common in our homes. A research study that I saw asked a large population of children this question: how do you wish your mother was different? And you know, the number one answer was, I wish my mum didn't yell at me so much. And that was the response of 98% of the kids who were involved in the research. So children get mad as well. Some kids are offered anger management classes. So whatever our age, we've probably got mad and angry, ticked off, as they say, put out, upset, enraged by somebody or something. Or we even get mad at ourselves. And perhaps more a fundamental part of our human condition than a deadly sin. But anger touches all of us. And I would say that it's okay to get angry. Some of us may have been reared in homes or churches that taught us you should never get mad, that anger is a sin and it's wrong. And if you're a Christian, you should never get angry or mad. And so if you were brought up that way in this environment of suppressing and denying the angry feelings, I think that you need to be given permission to really get in touch with those feelings and to own them as real and valid feelings. Have you ever had a disagreement with your wife or your husband or a friend and then deny those feelings of anger? And so you clench your teeth, you fold your arms, and maybe with a red face you say, there's nothing wrong, I'm not mad. Well, your words say one thing, but your body language says something totally opposite. Now, it's the Bible and the Apostle Paul who gave some tremendous advice. He said, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and don't give the devil a foothold. They're words from Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. So here the great man Paul acknowledged the reality of anger in our human lives. So it's okay to feel angry. We begin to manage our anger by admitting, yes, I am angry. We can own up to it. It's not a sin to feel angry. The psalmists more than once in the Old Testament wrote of the anger of God. And the gospel writers, they used the word angry to describe how Jesus felt on more than once. So you and I, we're human beings. It's normal, healthy. It's okay to feel anger. We begin by saying that, yes, it's part of our human condition. But having said that, once we've owned our anger, we've got to be careful. We need to take care of it. And that's the point of Paul. He doesn't say, be angry. He says, be angry, but do not sin. So sin is the destructive outcome of not dealing with those angry feelings. So if you're going to deal with anger, I think we need to discover, what am I angry about? What's the source here? It's really a secondary emotion that's brought on by something else. Now, tomorrow, I want to take this a little bit further. Lord, we need you to be with us in the midst of everyday life, the joys, the success, and also the failures of the anger, because, Lord, the failures give us the opportunity to find another way of doing things, and you're part of this life. Help us, Lord, with these anger problems. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.